Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
One in five children face hunger every day. To combat the issue of child hunger, the Food Bank of Central Louisiana offers the Backpack Program and the Kids Cafe Program. The Backpack Program provides backpacks full of food every Friday for impoverished children when other resources aren't available. The Kids Cafe Program offers free meals to low-income children, as well as providing nutrition education and tutoring. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate child hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, that's www.onpointcxmas.com. Well, you know what? As we were driving in this Monday morning, I was just really reflecting on how wonderful the weekend was. It was foggy driving in this morning, but as we were coming in, I was just thinking, you know what? Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we absolutely will rejoice, and we'll be glad in it. And if you're driving in this morning, I don't know quite if the fog is lifting quite yet, but the fog sort of this morning for me is a metaphor of how we're feeling on Monday mornings. Sometimes you're feeling a bit foggy, a bit hazy. And you know what? In my quiet time this morning, God said to encourage all of you this morning not to feel foggy, not to feel hazy, but to feel hopeful. Hopeful that a new week is started, that whatever didn't happen last week, whatever the pains and the birthing issues were last month, they're over. Today is a new day. It's a fresh start. It's a new beginning. And you know what we have really discovered on this journey called life? We're meeting people every single day. Some of them are friends, some people we've known forever. And a lot of people are facing a lot of challenges, us included. But you know what? It doesn't matter how many challenges that you face, because that's what life is about. You can't have a testimony without having a test. But what does matter is how you face those challenges. And so this morning, we want to encourage you not to be foggy, not to be hazy, but to embrace the challenges. Know that today is the day that the Lord has made. And whatever challenges that you may face, you know what? He's got you. So whatever you're saying this morning, if you're dragging in saying, oh no, it's Monday again, just turn it around. You can have what you say. And because we know that you can have what you say, you might as well say what you want to have. Because you know what? I know how it is where you just get the blahs and you just maybe not even say it, but you're feeling those negative thoughts and those negative vibes. And what we are here to say this morning is, this is what I got this morning when I was getting out of bed, because I was kind of dragging this morning. God said, shake yourself loose. And I said, what? He said, yeah, shake yourself loose. So I got up this morning and I just kind of shook myself. And you know what? It's the power of what you're saying to yourself. It's the power of what you're allowing to come into your sphere, into your energy, into your atmosphere. You know what? You can control it and you can have what you want to say. And I know that that's a word for somebody driving in this morning. So just embrace the word. Know that whatever happened is over. Yesterday's over. Tomorrow's not here yet. So guess what? All you have is today. And I promise you that God will give you the grace that you need. He's going to give us the grace that we need to make it through today. And that's all you can focus on. And when you get over into the future, when you get over into those things that you have no control over, that's when you get into anxiety. That's when you get into fear. And you know what we're feeling? The enemy is trying to create an atmosphere of fear. And I said this morning, I rebuke that spirit of fear. I rebuke it for you and I rebuke it for us. Not preaching to you this morning, but you know what? Sometimes you just need a swift, good word kick in the pants to get your week started off right. So it's Monday morning. It's July 16th. We've got an incredible show this morning. We've got an incredible week planned. So we want you to stay on point. And when we come back, I'm going to introduce you to an incredible woman who is absolutely on fire for the Lord, who is living her dream, and she's in the birthing process. And you know what? We can't wait to see what God is going to do next. Stay on point. We're going to take a quick break here, everybody, but we'll be back right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local Pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows, and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Prophetess Juanita Bynum.
So, Dr. Bynum, how do people get past the condemnation, the guilt and shame to move into their destiny?
Well, first of all, there is no power to anybody's life until you have experienced failure, because it is the teacher. It's what you fail at becomes the teacher, and it empowers you to become the individual that has been empowered to now help and help steer the next sister or the next brother. Mm-hmm. And the one thing you have to, you know, remember about being embarrassed or being ashamed or whatever, the greatest shame is staying in the pit. The shame is not coming out. Power of breaking the shame is to say, I once was dumb, but now I'm not.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, we remind you every single morning to get on the right financial path. Pathway Advisor Carol Kinder, and the number to phone is 318-448-8600. And we say it every morning, listen, if you've received a lawsuit or you've got a 401k plan and you don't know what to do, you know what? Make sure that you're handling your money correctly. Make sure that you have good advice so that that money grows for you. The number, again, is 318-448-8600. And then get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, Rosa is there. And let me tell you, storms are brewing. It is hurricane season, and we want to make sure that your insurance is on point. Rosa and her team are here in Rapides Parish to serve you. And the number to phone is 318-487-1881. Also, like to remind you about Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of service, serving Central Louisiana for more than three decades. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. It doesn't matter if your vehicle is domestic or if it's foreign. I'm telling you, the team at Daryl's Auto Service is absolutely incredible, and they're right on point. Switching gears this morning, you know, we have been saying for the last couple of weeks that we were reaching out to authors, to aspiring authors. And, you know, I have to say it, and I have to say it as many times as I can, that our mission every single day that we open up the microphone is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. And during the course of a day, a week, a month, we get, and we're not complaining at all, or we're not bragging, we get numerous emails from various different sources all across the country. But what we like to do is we like to really stay connected with local people who are living their dreams, who are doing what God has called them to do. And so when we got the sort of wake-up call that there were people in our community, people that in our listening community that had books that they wanted to share, that they were looking, you know, to get out there. Well, we set up a call, sort of a casting call, if you will, for all of those people who were new authors, who had books, and who wanted to share those with all of you. And this morning we want to introduce you to a couple of incredible ladies, and Rose Brown is one of those people. And what DC and I were saying about the ladies this morning is that we love your relentlessness. They didn't quit. I mean, we are a small staff of people, and like I said, not only are we getting a lot of local emails, we're getting a lot of national emails, praise the Lord, and we're doing our best to make sure that we field all of those emails and that we try to connect, make those connections, because, you know, we always talk about this being a connections network, and what happens is that people are connecting with Alexandria, Louisiana, from all across the country. And if you've ever had the opportunity to see the OPT cruiser, it's got little dots on it. And what those dots are they are people and ideas and information and authors that are connecting not only locally, but nationally. And one connection leads to the next connection. And that's how we all come into the network together. Well, this morning, our first author is Miss Rose Brown. Rose has just the sweetest spirit. She is a hard worker. She is a newlywed, and she is the manager of Ryan's Steakhouse right here in Alexandria. But more importantly, she is the new author of Pressures of a Black Man. Rose, good morning, and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning, and thank you.
Now, you're going to speak up, Rose. You're going to project. This is your moment because you have so much to say. I want you to first talk about how this book was birthed in your spirit, Pressures of a Black Man.
This journey started in 2000. Mm-hmm. There was a young man in my hometown of Monroe, Louisiana, and he had a beautiful song called Pressures of a Young Black Man. And that song was talking about people couldn't walk in our shoes, couldn't do what we do, understand the things that we go through when we don't have money. Mm. And everything's looking funny. That's what some of the stuff that was in this song. Mm-hmm. And that people want us to go out and do things that are negative and to put us in jail and keep us and hold us down.
Talking about African-American men.
African-American men, yes, ma'am. And it was just so beautiful. I thought, this is this generation's Lift Every Voice and Sing. But then this generation really doesn't understand what that song means to us.
Right, Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. But not saying take anything away from that, but we need to connect back with them. And God gave me this book to birth. And one of the things in it, it was saying that sometimes when we're pulled over and the police pull us over, that sometimes our attitude gets us in more trouble than we would be in. And nothing saying that we got to say yes, sir, no, sir, but yes and no is suffice.
Right.
You can do that. And this book is several short stories about men and stuff that they go through. And it's a true life account of God's favor and how he works in our lives. And how when we stay in tune to him, we get true blessing and not those temporary ones that only last for a few minutes. True blessings are the ones that we live for.
Right.
The ones, I was telling someone that my, I don't know if anybody's seen the movie, I always say it wrong, Courage or Courageous, but it talks about God putting you through tests. And my test was that I always thought God gave me all I needed and all I wanted. So But my test was, God did give me all I needed and all I wanted. But he gave me all of that so that I was able to, I will be able to bless others and stuff. But this book is going to help a lot of people understand that when you have God on your side, no matter how difficult problems are, that he has the last say-so on everything in our lives.
Absolutely. And so, you know, when we were talking earlier before the show started, and you were talking about the time that it has taken, how God had given you this vision and this book, and it had taken almost a decade. I want you to talk about the process.
I started this journey in 2000, and he gave me an ending. And I'm like, and I'm talking to God just like I'm talking to you, and I'm like, what am I going to do with an ending? And then all of a sudden, I get characters. And then I get makeup characters. And then, okay, you give me a story, but how do I connect all these stories? Then he connected all the stories with a center called Precious of a Black Man, and that's how I got the title.
Wow.
And then as I went to think about, okay, well, how am I going to publish this book? And
well, first of all, before you go to the publishing, talk about the journey of writing the book, because I say this all the time, Rose, that every single person, not every single person, but many people that we meet along the journey, many people have the seed of a book in their belly, and they're all trying to figure out how to birth it. So talk about the writing process, because was that the most challenging process for you?
Yes. And what it was is that I have a little small tape recorder. And when there was a moment, I would speak into the tape recorder, and I did the whole thing on the tape recorder.
Wow.
You know, we had about three packs of the little cassette tapes, and I recorded everything. And then when I finished recording everything, I started writing. You know, I start with one tape, started writing. And what I heard, sometime I wrote that, and then
what you heard in your spirit.
No, what I heard on the tape.
Oh, what you heard on the tape, okay.
And then my spirit would tell me, no, this is the way it goes.
Wow.
So, it you know, it was several journeys of that, right? Putting it in the on the cassette and then writing it down. And it was this story has changed numerous of times. And I sit there and I read, I go back and I read, and I was like, oh, God, look at you. Because I know, I was the type of person that when it came time in school, they say, okay, you need to read this book and you need to give us a summary of it. I would go in the front and I would go in the back. Lord, forgive me. And I would take sentences out of everything and just make up a paragraph out of something. I know what it's called, but Lord, I didn't know better then. And I know better now.
That's
but
right.
But I never knew that I could write anything.
Amazing. Let's take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll have more of this incredible journey, and hopefully you will be inspired to begin your birthing process. You're on point, everybody. We'll be back right after this. Sometimes I shave my legs and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I comb my hair and sometimes I won't. Depending on how the wind blows, I might even paint my toes. It really just depends on whatever feels good in my soul. I'm the average girl from your video, and I ain't built like a supermodel, but I love to love myself unconditionally because I am queen. I'm not the average girl from your video. My worth is not determined by the price of my clothes. No matter what I'm wearing, I will always be. We'll be right back.
is the name of the game. A misconception, a mass deception. Something's gotta change. Don't be offended, this is all my opinion. Ain't nothing that I'm saying law. This is a true confession of a life learned lesson I will sit here to share with y'all. So get in where you fit and go on to shine. Clear your mind, now's the time. Put your soul on the shelf, go on and love yourself. Cause everything's gonna be alright.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing. Sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. At participating McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, absolutely dedicated to excellence and the only credit union with a heart. Also, Davis One Stop. Listen, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is where you'll want to stop. And also McDonald's of Alexandria. And don't forget about Be Unique Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton and her incredible team at Be Unique Hair. If you're looking for great style, healthy hair, a quick weave or a sew-in or whatever your hair desires, Be Unique Hair Salon is where you'll want to start. First, the number to phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday is 318-442-7204. And if you're just joining the conversation on this Monday morning, I'm going to tell you what. I am in the midst of two incredible women this morning. Let me introduce Miss Laura Washington. She drove down all the way from Lake Charles, Louisiana, to be with us this morning to share her book, Letting God Touch Our Soul, Foundations for Living. Laura Washington is the author. Letting God Ignite Our Spirit. And I'm telling you, we are getting ignited this morning. Miss Laura, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
And we want to welcome back Miss Rose Brown. And we're going to get to Laura's book in just a little bit. But, you know, we were saying during the break, we just want, this is what our hope and our goal by bringing so many authors on the show is, we want people to read more. Because the more that we put our eye gates on the words, you just never know. There's sometimes one word from God, one word through someone else will change your life. And so, Rose, what we're most impressed with is the fact that all these years, you know, you had this vision, you were able to just go through the process, never quit. How does that happen? How do you not get discouraged over the years?
Because I know this is my journey.
Mm.
One of the things is that I was in Shreveport, Louisiana, and I had a type copy, mm-hmm. just a manuscript. And I asked a young man to read it for me. Well, I say young man, but he was an older gentleman. And he said, what is it about? And I told him the name of the book, Pressures of a Black Man.
Mm-hmm.
And his thing was, what do you know about a man?
Mm-hmm.
I said, all I want you to do is just read it for me and then tell me what you think.
Mm-hmm.
It took him about 2 weeks to bring it back to me. And when he came back, he walked in. He had the biggest grin on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell he was an older gentleman. He said, I know some of those cats.
Wow.
He said, T-Max in that book is my fiance's nephew. I said, but you said I ain't know nothing about a black man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's just that I always say the only person stopping me and anybody from doing anything is ourselves. We are our own worst enemy sometimes,
mm-hmm.
because we can let somebody say something negative and we'll take every ounce of joy or happiness mm-hmm. we have in our lives and take it out of them. But if we stay positive
right.
all the time, it'll just keep going.
And I wanna go back to what the gentleman said, because initially when I got the book, I sort of thought the same thing, Pressures of a Black Man, written by a woman. But I want you to explore that idea and how that came to you to write about the pressures of a black man.
It says pressures of a black man, but it's actually anybody that's ever been through something.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that ever had someone tell them you can't do it.
Mm.
Anybody ever had a dream and what you dream came true, but then when you stayed true to God, he gave you more than you ever thought you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, beyond belief.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a story in there about a young man. He's a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And he's there's nothing wrong with foster care, but you know, in everything, there's a bad apple.
Absolutely.
And his thing is that he grew up in a household that they knew that the money issue was the reason why he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody invested in a child.
Right.
And his story is that nobody put anything in him, so he growed up to be a womanizer.
Mm-hmm.
What he told me, he told you.
Right.
It didn't matter,
right.
you know. But as he went on his journey in this book, it came out to be that he ended up meeting another young man at the Pressures of a Black Man Center that's going through the same thing that he's going through.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't wish that on his own worst enemy. So his heart starts to change, how he feels, how he sees women starts to mm-hmm. change. And his story to me is that we have to, we close our eyes for the last time to get into heaven. So it doesn't matter what we do, it's where we end up in the end when we leave this world.
Absolutely. And what I loved most about the theme was that for African-American men that are out there, not to be broken by the burdens of their youth, whether it was drug dealing or whether it was what society said that you were, but how not to be broken by that. And I want you to talk about, you know, in your book and on the journey, how we can, and as women, yes, we're women, but we can still speak into the lives of those men that we love, whether they're our husbands, whether they're our nephews, whether they're our kids. We can still speak into their lives a word from God and tell them how not to get broken by the burdens of youth.
When we're young, we tend to do things because we don't know any better. And when you learn better, you tend to do better.
Uh-huh.
Because you've done something when you're younger doesn't mean that you got to be ashamed of it.
Mm-hmm.
When we go through life challenges, it should make us better.
Right.
If we make a mistake, we shouldn't make the same mistake. We should build, you know,
mm-hmm.
go on to do bigger and better things. And I always say, when you got the church in you,
mm-hmm.
no matter what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna convict you
mm-hmm.
to make you do better and stuff. But go on to do bigger and better things. And align yourself up with somebody that's doing what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it, not maybe, even if you don't get to see them personally, but you can read about them.
Right.
And see, and you can get all the positive stuff, read about it, and get all the positive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When you, a lot of people figure mentoring is a lot of in person.
Right.
It doesn't have to be in person. It could be you, me.
Mm-hmm.
My book came to pass full circle because mm-hmm. of you. I'll never forget. I was driving, and it was after your Maya Angelou mm-hmm. interview, and I started hearing you talking about projects being birthed, God giving us things,
uh-huh.
and then we're letting our season go by.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said that, wow. I said, "Oh God, I know she's talking to me."
Wow,
she's talking to me.
And you know that blesses us, Rose. But we know, DC and I know that when we open the microphone, and that's why we just really want people to embrace it, because many times when I open up my mouth, it is not Carlette speaking. It's the great one speaking through her that's giving a word for you and for me and for Laura and for all of those people who will. You know, the word says that if we're willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. But you got to be willing. And you and I, Rose, were talking about that before the show. God wants our willingness, but he won't impose his will over our want. He won't make us write the book.
No.
And so that's why we thought that you guys' story were so powerful, because you just put your hand to the plow and you wrote the book. And then I want you to fast forward. We're going to take a break here, but I want you to fast forward, not knowing how the book was going to be published. And then there's that divine appointment. Okay, we won't take a break here, but we'll talk about that divine. Let's talk about that divine appointment. You're at work.
At work. And I'm doing my table touching. I'm walking through the dining room, and there is a lady that's out there. And I walk by, and she has these calendars.
And you're at work at the restaurant at mm-hmm. Ryan's Steakhouse, just working, minding your own business.
Yes, ma'am. And she has calendars on the table, and they were before President Obama was elected.
Okay.
And I thought they were so beautiful. I said, well, how do I get one of those?
Uh-huh.
And she said, well, I sell them. I have some in my car. I said, before you leave, please make sure I get some, because there's some people that I would love to get some of these calendars for.
Uh-huh.
And before she left, she sent somebody for me, and we walk out to her vehicle and stuff, and I paid for my calendars, and she gives them to me, but she hands me her business card.
Okay.
And when she hands me her business card, she it has on there that she's a publisher. And I was like, but I had just said, okay, I got all this stuff.
Uh-huh. What am I going to do with it?
What am I going to do with it?
Uh-huh.
And she walks right in front of me. Right in front.
I call that a divine appointment. And so what happens then? So you make the connection with her.
Yes.
And then the rest is she goes and what happens next?
She goes and she makes me a, she goes, she edits the book. I was looking for an editor and a publisher. She edited the book for me and she sends it to me. And it's awesome. It's awesome. There was a few things that we had to change, anything. But you know how okay, I had this, the manuscript, and now I got something in book form.
What does that feel like?
Oh, my God.
For the first time when you see the book that had been in your spirit for more than a decade, more than 10 years, and then you get the book in your hand, what does that feel like?
It's like whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever I ask for.
Mm-hmm.
If it's meant to be, God's going to make sure it comes full term. Because when I got this book, I was like, Lord, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know it was you and it wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
It was you that gave me the idea.
Mm-hmm.
You that put this person in my life to make sure that it came to pass.
Right.
But that wasn't the end of the story.
Right.
I got the book, and this was in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
It's when I got the book, and here it is 2012.
Wow.
And when after I heard your conversation, I called her up. She said, Rose, what are you doing calling me 3 years later? I said, I know.
You call it 3 years later.
I know. But we had been talking, but she said, I was wondering, when were you going to do it? I have been reading everything with the Trayvon Martin and stuff. Mm-hmm. She said, because she had to read the book to edit the book.
Right.
And she said, there's a lot of stories that have happened between 2009 and now that's in your book. And people need to know about your book. Why haven't you come back? I said, because it was not time. I tried on several occasions, but he told me it wasn't my time yet.
Wow.
And it's my time now.
How did you wait, though? How did you wait during the process? Because I think that is a word for somebody.
Because I knew his time was not my time.
Mm.
And that's the only way you can. Because I tried to rush this on several occasions, and it just wouldn't come.
Absolutely.
Would not come.
So this is what I want you to do now. For all of those people who are listening, who know you, those people who don't know you, I want you to tell them how and where they can get the book.
Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. And people that may want to connect with you, give them your website and a number where they can connect with you. Because I think that this is a book that many, many will read. And not be dissuaded by the title of the book, but to really get into the core of the book and look at the contents and what's really being said and what's really being imparted to men and to society. Let people know how they can connect with you.
Okay, you can reach me at www.pressuresofablackman.com and at 318-201-5117.
Absolutely. This is an incredible story and an incredible woman and an incredible moment. Because, Rose, I believe that this is just the beginning, that the best is yet to come. And for all of those people that are sitting and listening, and we're talking to you, it's time to get to work. Because you know what? God has given you something specific to do, and he's not going to make you do it. But the world needs what you have, and that's why we wake up every single morning and do what we do. Give your number one more time, Rose.
It's 318-201-5117.
Another incredible story about how God is fulfilling his promise. You know what? When God says a thing, when he promises, he never changes his mind. The gifts and callings are without the repentance of God. And when he says something, he doesn't forget it. He doesn't change his mind. The author of the book is Rose Brown. It's called Pressures of a Black Man. An incredible story. Many, many blessings.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break here, everybody. But when we come back, we're going to come back with another incredible author, another incredible book, and another incredible story. Stay on point.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, night, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Lisa Bevere.
And when you start writing this book and you start looking at the metaphor and the imagery of the lioness, you talk about awakening something uncontainable.
There is an amazing quote that I found when I was really on this pursuit. He said, if ever there comes a time when the women of the world come together, purely and simply, for the benefit of mankind, it will be a force. There's that uncontainable. It will be a force such as the world has never known.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If that doesn't get your motor started, I don't know what will. This segment of the OPT Network, well, it's sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf and his team are in Avoyelles Parish to serve you. Here's the number. It's 318-346-6695. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, just go to their website at hicksonhasit.com. And also, our friends at Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts. If you have been in an accident and you need automotive repair, body work, Lynn and Ray Hyde are there to serve you with state-of-the-art technology. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, I told you that we were joined and have been enjoying the conversation of two incredible women. We want to thank again Miss Rose Brown. The name of her book is Pressures of a Black Man. You can get it at Amazon.com, and we want to thank her for blessing us with her story and her book this morning. The next author that was also so relentless and has the tenacity of a pit bull, she's a little meek lady, but filled with the anointing of God. You know, you can just see Jesus in people when you meet them. They don't have to declare it. You can see it. Well, Miss Laura Washington is a woman who has been writing. She has written a compilation of poems. She's written newspaper columns. And now she has written her very first book, The Foundations for Living, Letting God Ignite Your Spirit. Laura, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. Laura is just a joy. And before we start talking about her book, let me just tell you something about divinity. We were just talking, and Laura said she drove all the way in from Lake Charles, Louisiana this morning to be with us. She could have easily just gotten on the phone, and we could have done this via telephone. She said, you know what? The funny thing is you never listen to the radio. Talk about how that happened.
I believe that it was a divine appointment. I've been in Lake Charles for 6 years from Houston. And
is Lake Charles home?
Lake Charles is home. I was in Houston for 40 years, went back to Lake Charles just to take care of my mom, whom God took home last year. However, back to not listening to the radio, I have a 6-CD changer. I always listen to my gospel music and CDs and cassette tapes. And that morning, it was like the Holy Spirit said, do something different.
Wow.
So I turned the radio on.
And there we were.
And there you were.
And what were we talking about that prompted you to reach out to us?
You had a guest on. I don't remember the guest's name, but the show was just very interesting. It was very inspiring. I remember, most importantly, I remembered your voice, the uplifting spirit that I felt just from your voice. And that's what prompted me to send the email to you.
Wow. Yeah. Incredible. And this is what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. It's about connections. And before we start talking about Laura's book, we were talking in the studio about the connections that we have made as sisters. And we felt that warmth of that sisterness in the room.
Absolutely.
But had it not been for the network, we would not have this moment.
Absolutely.
And so that's what it's about, ladies. It's about you reaching out, because see, we can't know that you're in Lake Charles, Louisiana, listening to us unless you send us an email or pick up the phone. And so thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
So this is what I think is incredible, because do you mind me telling your age?
Of course not.
Laura is 68 years old, and I just was saying the other morning, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how many times you've fallen down. It doesn't matter how many times people said that you couldn't do it. You stood in the gap and you decided to write this book. Let's talk about how it was birthed in your spirit.
Well, first of all, I have been writing since high school. Mm-hmm. I started out as the editor of my high school yearbook, and I have written plays, I have written skits, I have written newspaper articles and many, many things. I've never considered myself a writer. In 1986, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you're going to write this book.
Mm-hmm.
And I was given the title of the book, Foundations for Living, and only the first sentence. And the first sentence was, when you put this book down, it will not be a book that is just to give you a warm, fuzzy feeling, but you will dissect yourself inside and out and come out brand new. I heard that in 1986. God didn't speak anything more to me after that.
After 1986, you didn't hear anything?
Nothing. Absolutely.
And
nothing.
So what do you think? Because a lot of people have that. They got the word, they're supposed to write a book, and then nothing happens. A lot of people sit and when they get that word, they try to write, but nothing happens. So what do you do from 1986 until this moment?
From 1986 until this moment, I felt like it was not time. So what I did what I was very prolific at doing, and that was writing dramas, writing skits, writing newspaper articles, and I just consumed myself with that as far as writing. Now, I was in the real estate business like for 25 years, constantly denying my calling as a writer.
Wow.
I was writing, but not really into it, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I was really in tune with the real estate business.
Mm-hmm.
But all the while, the Holy Spirit was prompting me. I kept writing.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, in 1992, a friend of mine said to me, I wish someone would take the night before Christmas and turn it into something religious. And I said, I will.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I stepped back, I said to myself, why did I say that?
What have I gotten myself into?
Yeah, what have I gotten myself into? Because I had no idea what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so consequently, in my prayer time, the Holy Spirit started speaking to me, and I heard the rhythm. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, the rhythm that goes, was the night before Christmas and all through the house. And I wrote a 172-word dramatic reading out of that, the night before Jesus came, and then turned it into a play, which has been performed at several churches in Houston and at my church here in Lake Charles.
Wow. And then you sit down, because now you're realizing the gift that has lay within that has really gone untouched for all these years. And so you dust that gift off and you begin to start writing. And then the Foundations for Living is birthed. How does that happen?
That came about in 2009. God said, it's time.
Mm.
So I started listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and I vowed that I would not write anything unless I knew that I was hearing from God.
Wow.
It took me a year and 9 months to write that book, because I would not write anything that I didn't hear from the Holy Spirit.
And so I want to talk about hearing, because somebody, I just felt in the atmosphere, somebody is saying, I don't know if I'm hearing from God or not. What was that like for you? Can you describe that?
I have learned over the years, there are three voices. There's your own voice, there's the voice of the Holy Spirit, and there's the voice of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm hearing from the Holy Spirit and know that I'm hearing,
how do you know?
There's a quickening in my spirit. There's a leaping in my belly.
Mm-hmm.
There's still small voice that speaks to me in third person. And it's very, very definitive. Very definitive.
You know what? That spoke volumes to somebody out there that doesn't know if they're hearing from that still small voice. And that's the power. That is the power that each of us that are born again believers has. And we want to help each of you tap into that still small voice so that you can begin to birth those gifts and those talents. Let me get a quick break here. You're on point, everybody. Stay with us.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength. and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Robin Cooper, Corporate Communications.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many, and getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing. Sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry flavor. Chiller at McDonald's. Cool. Made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. Yummy. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carletta Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Service, and Southwest Beverage. Listen, for more information about the Southwest Beverage safety messages, please log on to their website at www.beresponsible.com. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network, we want you to be encouraged this morning. If you're sitting at home, not just a budding author, but a budding businesswoman, a budding entrepreneur, a budding businessman, a poem writer, a playwright, whatever those dreams are, we want to make sure that you put your hand to the plow, that you get to work, but most importantly, understand what season you're in. And we welcome back to the show this morning the author of Foundations for Living, Laura Washington. And Laura, before we went to break, we were talking about the whole process and the journey. And then you sit down after having been given the title of the book, and you begin to write after you hear the voice of God and you understand and you know that voice, you begin to write. And then what happens?
I begin to write, and then the next thought is what to do about publishing.
Mm-hmm.
Here again, divine appointment.
Before we get to publishing, though, I want to talk about what's inside the book, because I think it's a book that's going to touch many people, and many people that are really struggling and having challenges in life. And you give some real, real interesting ways and biblical ways about how people can benefit from reading the book. Let's talk about that first.
Okay. There are 5 ways that people can benefit from reading this book. One of the ways that you can benefit is to find out some of the foundations that your belief systems are built on. We know that we are tripart being. We are body, we are mind, we are spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it is our mind that needs to be developed.
Mm-hmm.
So this book is about connecting the practical with the spiritual. It's about connecting who we are as a spirit being with who we are in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the ways that we think, and it's about learning how to think the way that God thinks about us. It's about learning how to redefine our belief systems. It's about understanding that no two thoughts can occupy the same space at the same time. It's about learning who you are. It's about learning how to become who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things from a biblical standpoint.
And so this is the hard part for most people, because all of the Christian authors and all of the people of God that come on and talk with us about their books and about making these connections, it's sometimes it's easier when you're a believer. But for those people who are struggling, who have not yet come into the wisdom of God, how do we help those people to connect the practical with the supernatural, with the Word? How do we do that?
The best way to do that is not to preach to those people, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
It's to get those people to understand what their thinking process is, why they are where they are in their lives, to get them to look at and understand the process of thinking that has brought them to where they are at that point. Many, many people choose not to believe, and it is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Here again, it is a choice. Many people choose not to believe that the, I won't use the word bad, but the things, adversarial things in their lives that happen, they choose not to believe that they brought those things to them by the way that they think.
Mm.
So it's a matter of redefining the thinking.
And how do we do that? Because I try to say that every single morning, especially on a Monday morning, how you redefine your thinking, especially when you've had such negative thoughts that have flown through your mind for years and years and years. You know, sometimes I say if people have two positive thoughts, they get a Charlie horse. They can't, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
How do we help people to change those thoughts?
Okay, well, first of all, we have to remember that everything is fluid. Now, I'm not a scientist, but thoughts are things.
Mm-hmm.
Every thought that goes through the atmosphere, you have the option to accept it or to reject it.
That's good.
When we get thoughts that have come through our minds for years and
mm-hmm.
years and years, there has to be a point at which we say enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you start the process of redefining your thoughts?
That's good.
Sit down and do meditation. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a very controversial word. Many people think that you're talking Eastern religion
or New Age.
Or New Age or whatever. I'm talking about the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down, first of all, and quiet your body. Even if That's you can good. Only start with like 15 minutes. Now, I do meditation an hour a day. I've reached the point where I can sit and not move a muscle, not blink an eye for one solid hour.
Wow.
But it is a process.
Wow. I feel, as you're saying that, I feel a sense of peace just allowing that into my space. I feel a sense of peace right now. So for those people, and 15 minutes might be too much, maybe you could start with 5. How do you start to meditate and then meditate on the Word? How do you start?
First of all, this is what I did, and it worked for me.
Very good.
I tell people, if it works for you, fine. If it doesn't, throw it in file 13 and find another way.
Good.
When I sit down and close my eyes, I breathe in and I say, God is.
Mm.
And as I breathe out, I say, I am. And what I'm saying to myself is, I'm breathing God in, I'm breathing myself out. I'm
Wait, slow down. I got to write that down. All right. You close your eyes. And if you're at your desk right now, because I have my eyes closed, and I'm breathing in and I'm saying, God is. And when I breathe out,
you say, I am. So you're breathing in, making God all of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you are only because God is all of you. All that is good.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. That is a good start, Laura. That is a good start. And then after you begin to meditate, then what?
After you begin to meditate, you may find that, well, you will find that there will become distractions.
Mm-hmm.
You will start to think about, I need to do the dishes.
I need to send this email. I need to answer that.
Yes.
I need to
you
call this
think
person.
About oh, all yes. of those things
mm-hmm.
that you need to do. Here again, did you hear the word that I said, need?
Need.
So you're calling lack into your life when you're thinking, I need to do this, I need to do that.
Mm.
And the first thing is to become aware, aware of what it is that you're thinking. So you sit and you let the thoughts go through your mind with a state of awareness. You don't try to stop thoughts. You don't try to control thoughts. You simply, I call it watching your thoughts. Once you do that and you do this every day.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're doing this every day, at some point, very shortly, you're going to actually become aware of what you think every single moment. I personally can slow down my heart rate now.
Wow.
Doing meditation. I can purposely choose my thoughts doing meditation.
Wow.
I've learned to do that.
That's powerful. Let me get a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to have more of the incredible. And what this is just wisdom. This is years of wisdom that Laura is not only sharing with us through conversation, but that she shares in her book, Foundations for Living. And I don't know about you, OPT networkers, but for that moment, I felt like God is and I am. And don't we only exist because God is? That is the reason. Stay on point. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
Olivia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Hello, I am Laurie DeSale with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining the conversation, well, shame on you. But you know what? That's okay. We believe in the appointed time. We're joined by a couple of new authors. Again, we want to thank author Rose Brown. Her book is Pressures of a Black Man. And now we're talking to Laura Washington. Foundations for Living, it's her book. And she's saying, let God ignite our spirits. And I believe, Laura, that this is such a rhema word, a spoken word for so many people on this Monday morning. And the wisdom and the anointing that you have is all, it's just incredible. But, you know, we were talking about changing the mindset. And I believe that until we change our minds, we'll never change our thinking. And you really have a lot to say about that. Let's just dig a little bit deeper, because there are people this morning that are struggling with their mindset. And let's give them some practical but biblical suggestions and hints on how to begin that process.
Okay, well, first of all, we're dealing with the mind, the will, and the emotion. Mm. That is our soul. And when we come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our spirits are immediately changed. But it is the mind, the will, and the emotion that needs the regeneration. The Bible says, transform mm-hmm. the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that is done, first of all, there has to be an awareness that we need change. I remember
this. And isn't that the hardest thing, though? Because you can't change a thing until you identify that the thing needs to be changed.
That is so true. And I remember growing up hearing this song that says, I looked at my hands looked new, I looked at my feet, and they did too. Well, that's a misnomer. That is not true. My hands still want to pick up that bottle of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
My feet still want to go to the club
mm-hmm.
after I've come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. But when we become aware that these things are not Christ-like behavior, now that's the outer thing,
mm-hmm.
but we have to go on the inside and make the changes from the inside, because only changes that come from the inside to the outside are the changes that are going to last.
Mm-hmm.
And those changes come by really wanting to change.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be the awareness that things are not right. I've lived the way that I live. I've lived for the past however many mm-hmm. days, years, weeks, months, whatever, mm-hmm. and I want things to be different. God is not going to go against our will in changing us, but he will help us through every step once we make that decision that we want to change. Right. When we make that decision that we want to change, then he will start sending the Holy Spirit into our spirit to regenerate, to renew, to give us that spark that we need, to give us that unction, to give us that drive that we need to make the changes that we need to make. He will start the renewing process with the mind. When you have a thought that you know that is not right, know that is not Holy Spirit inspired, then there will be this little voice that says, I need to go back and rethink that.
Right.
Yeah.
But oftentimes, we know it's not right, and we do it anyway. And we grieve the Holy Spirit. And we know it's wrong, but we do it anyway. And so how do we get past the condemnation of doing, it's what Paul said. He said, the things that I want to do, I don't do. And the things that I don't want to do, I do.
That's the things that I do. First of all, once we come to that point of awareness, then it becomes a matter of asking the Holy Spirit to help and trusting.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where faith comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Trusting that God will change you, will help you, will send the Holy Spirit and help you with that change.
And see, this is the thing, because I know that just sitting here on this microphone, it has been a journey of more than two decades. And we speak to the hearts and minds of people every day that have been given a dream, an idea, a gift. And the waiting is the toughest thing. And I said to you, and I said to Rose, one of the hardest things that I do, and I know that most people do, is trying to get out of the way. Get out of the way so that God can have his way. And as I'm saying that, I know I'm speaking to the masses. How do we get out of the way?
That is a challenge. To get out of the way is a challenge. And it has to be a moment by moment process, the getting out of the way. It has to be, first of all, the knowing that you can't do it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be the knowing, not only that you can't do it by yourself, but it comes to a point where you have to be completely dependent on God.
Mm. Let me get out of the way real quick and take a break. I'll be back right after this.
After day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, we're wrapping up an incredible conversation by new best-selling author. That's what we're going to say. We're declaring that Laura's book is going to be a bestseller. It's called Letting God Touch Our Soul, Foundations for Living, Letting God Ignite Our Spirit. And we just sat here and we just made some declarations. And the Bible says where two or more come together touching and agreeing, whatever we ask in his name, he'll do it. And Laura said, it's already done.
It's already done.
So what do you want people to know? What's the most important thing that you want people to know about the foundations of living? Because there's so much good stuff.
The most important thing that I want people to know about that book is that you must have a foundation. God must be your foundation. And that you can have and do and be all that God wants you to do, have, and be. On the cover of the book is the hand of God reaching for the hand of man.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing, but nothing is impossible to those who believe. If the mind can believe it, we can achieve it.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those are not just mere words.
No.
And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, this show is so important, so critical. Whether you're where you want to be or you're hoping to be there, because see, every single morning, God shows up. And there's a miracle. You know, just being able to have the people to come and speak to Central Louisiana, having you come from Lake Charles to speak to all of the people that we touch and reach, that's a miracle.
Yes, it is.
Because it didn't have to happen. And we know that God appoints people to give us all a message at the right time. And that's why this book, The Foundations for Living, is so important, because until we get the foundation right, much of the foundation has to do with our thought life. And you really, really talk about that. And if people are really keen, and we say this, I say this a lot, because whether you're a believer or not, Laura, the principles, they work. Whether you're a believer or not, they just work because they're biblical principles. But you need that relationship. You need that relationship with God, with the supernatural, to really, really see those things through. And that's never more apparent, to see the fullness of what God has. Because our vision is really finite.
Very limited.
Very limited. Mm-hmm. But what I love, Laura, is that you're 68 years young. Many people would have said, God, I'm just too old. But you didn't. How did you move past where it looked like society said, well, you know what, it's over? How did you move past that?
Well, first of all, let's back up for just a little bit. During the time that I was writing this book, I didn't have a computer, and I went to the library and did a lot of this. I was working part-time,
wow,
taking care of my mom, but I knew I was driven, like purpose-driven.
Mm-hmm.
I had a purpose.
Absolutely.
And a God-given purpose.
That's what it's all about. And so, Laura, how can people connect with you and your book?
Okay, first of all, I have a website, www.laurawashington.org. The book can be purchased from me, autographed, or the book can be purchased through Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Laura, and it is ebook.
Laura, thank you so much.
Thank you
for driving down,
thank
but
you.
Most importantly, thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us.
Thank you so much.
On the official OPT network. Y'all, I am just flying high on this Monday morning, and you know what? We're so out of time. Thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world. Change starts with you, and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great thought life on today, on this Monday. Have a great day, and we'll see you, God willing, right back here on tomorrow. Have a great day. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT
FM 88.1 or log on to www.